Hi, my name is Shailesh Singh and today we are talking about Galactic HF trial and omecamtiv mecarbil. Two trials came out in 2021, that is this year. One was published in NEJM. This article came out in January 2021. The article was titled Cardiac Myosin Activation with Omecamtiv Mecarbil in Systolic Heart Failure. This was the original Galactic HF trial, and in June 2021, another article came out in JACC, which was titled Effect of Ejection Fraction on Clinical Outcomes in Patients Treated with Omecamtiv Mecarbil in Galactic HF. Myotropes are a new class of drugs that increase myocardial functions by directly augmenting cardiac sarcomere functions. Omecamtiv Mecarbil is a cardiac myosin activator, and it is the first drug of this class. How does this drug act? It increases systolic function by facilitating actin and myosin interaction. The drug increases the contractility by augmenting power stroke at the end of systole and contractile functions of atria. So what do we already know about omecamtiv mecarbil? So the COSMIC HF trial has shown that omecamtiv mecarbil in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction increases the ejection fraction, it improves myocardial strain, it increases LV systolic ejection time, it decreases LV systolic volume, it decreases LV diastolic volume, it decreases the levels of the natriuretic peptides, and it decreases the heart rate. The Galactic HF trial was published in NEJM this year. The Galactic HF trial included more than 8,000 patients, and patients were randomized in 1:1 fashion in omecamtiv mecarbil group and the placebo group. These patients belonged to various functional class of heart failure. They could be in NYHA class 2, 3 or 4. All the patients had ejection fraction less than equal to 35%. Both outpatient and inpatient heart failure patients were enrolled in the trial. The outpatient heart failure patients were required to have a heart failure hospitalization within last 1 year or an urgent visit to emergency department. Patients with NT-proBNP levels more than 400 in sinus rhythm or more than 1200 in atrial fibrillation are enrolled, or patients with BNP level more than 125 in sinus rhythm and more than 375 in atrial fibrillation were enrolled in the study. Patients were on good guideline-directed medical therapy. The Galactic HF trial excluded the patients on mechanical circulatory support, patients who had recent acute coronary syndrome. Patients with systolic blood pressure less than 85 mmHg were also excluded, and so were the patients with eGFR less than 20. Omecamtiv mecarbil was used in the dose of 25 mg, 37.5 mg or 50 mg twice daily. The primary composite outcome for this trial was a heart failure event or cardiovascular death. The baseline characteristics of the patients in both the groups, that is omecamtiv mecarbil and the placebo group, were similar. The mean age of the patients was 64 years and females formed only 1/5 of the trial population. Whites constituted more than 75% fraction of the total population enrolled. Most of the patients were in either NYHA 2 or NYHA 3 functional class. More than 50% patients were in NYHA class 2 and more than 40% patients were in NYHA class 3. Only 3% patients were in NYHA class 4. Most of the patients included in this trial belonged to Eastern Europe, Russia or Western Europe. Patients in Galactic HF trial were on good GDMT. There was good use of ACE inhibitor, ARBs or ARNI. More than 85% patient population was on these drugs. More than 95% patients were on beta blockers. MRAs or mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists were used in more than 3/4 of the patients. CRT use was less than 15% patients. ICDs were used in 1/3 patients. And SGLT2 inhibitors were used in 2 to 3% patients. The authors found that in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, omecamtiv mecarbil decrease the primary endpoints of heart failure hospitalization or cardiovascular death. An important thing to note in this trial was there was no increase in myocardial infarction, ventricular tachycardia or death. This is important to note because most of the drugs which we are using as an inotropic agent, be it injectable or oral inotrope, all of these drugs are associated with risk of either myocardial infarction or ventricular arrhythmia. Another lesson which we learned from the GALACTIC-HF trial was omecamtiv mecarbil had no effect on death from cardiovascular or any cause. Another trial was published in JACC in 2021. In this trial, the authors investigated the influence of ejection fraction on treatment effects of omecamtiv mecarbil in GALACTIC-HF trial. This study said that median ejection fraction of the patients in the GALACTIC-HF trial was 28%, and 70% of the patients in the GALACTIC-HF trial had ejection fraction less than 30%. Patients with lower ejection fraction were more likely to be younger, more likely to be males, more likely to be non-whites, more likely to be belonging to US, Canada or Western Europe, and more likely to be in NYHA3 or NYHA4 functional class. They were more likely to have non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, and they were more likely to be in NYHA3, NYHA4 functional class, and they were more likely to have lower systolic blood pressure. They had higher heart rate, higher levels of NT-proBNP, and higher levels of cardiac troponin. CAD, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and type 2 diabetes mellitus was less common in patients who had lower ejection fraction in GALACTIC-HF. These patients had higher symptoms, and with lower ejection fraction, there was higher use of ARNI, evobradine, ICD or CRT. The trialists found patients who had lower ejection fraction had greater reduction in NT-proBNP, and patients who had lower ejection fraction had greater reduction in heart failure events. Omecamtiv mecarbil was also found to decrease heart rate. It could be due secondary to sympathetic withdrawal in patients with heart failure. In some patients, it was found that omecamtiv mecarbil increased troponin levels. The beneficial effects of omecamtiv mecarbil is most pronounced among the patients with ejection fraction less than 25%. So the ejection fraction of 25% is that sweet spot where the effects of omecamtiv mecarbil begin to occur. And therefore, this drug should be considered in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, with ejection fraction less than 25%, to decrease heart failure hospitalization. An interesting subgroup looked at the influence of presence or absence of atrial fibrillation on the effects of omecamtiv mecarbil, and it was found that omecamtiv mecarbil had greater effects in patients who were in sinus rhythm. Why is this happening? Omecamtiv mecarbil increases the atrial contractility and it increases the systolic power stroke. So it is possible that the drug benefits only in those patients in whom increase in atrial and ventricular contractions may produce a beneficial outcome. So what do we learn from this study published in JACC? We learn that ejection fraction and atrial rhythm can help us identify the patients who are going to benefit the most from omecamtiv mecarbil.